Shalom once again, everybody. I'm Bill Cloud, and welcome to our Hebrew word study that we call Hebrew Treasures. And this week, we're going to be discussing a word that we briefly alluded to in the previous discussion about the word breshit. And this week, we'll emphasize the word shit, shin yud tav, which is actually the last three letters of the word breshit. Now, the first time we see the word shit, shin yud tav, is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, which says this, "And I will put enmity," and the word put is ashit, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." And so here in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the word shit is translated as put, "I will put enmity," or "I will appoint enmity between the woman and the serpent." And of course, this verse that we've just read is referring to the Messiah, who is the seed of the woman. But as I briefly discussed in the previous installment on the word breshit, when discussing the word shit, that too alludes to the Messiah. So there are several things in this verse that are hinting at the Messiah. Now, the next time we see the word shit, shin yud tav, it's in Genesis chapter 4, verse 25, which says this, "And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son and named him Seth," or Sheth, "for God has appointed another seed for me instead of Abel, whom Cain killed." And so once again, this time the word is used as a name, Seth or Sheth, but it means to appoint. Seth was appointed in the stead of Abel. Now that we've read a couple of verses where you can see this word being used, I want to discuss something that isn't in Scripture per se, but what we're going to discuss is certainly substantiated by Scripture. As we discussed in our previous word study, the word breshit, bet resh aleph, shin yud tav, if we just separate the first three letters from the last three letters, we end up with two words, bara, he created the sheet, or what it's appointed. Now, in rabbinical tradition, one of the first acts of creation was for God to create or establish, put, appoint, the foundation stone. In Hebrew, the term that's used in rabbinical literature for the foundation stone is Evan ha-shtia, Evan, stone, ha-shtia. You should recognize that word, shin tav yud he, should look very familiar to you. Now again, the word Evan means stone, but ha-shtia is the foundation. However, the actual Hebrew word for foundation is yesod, which is yud samech vav dalet. So why is Evan ha-shtia translated the foundation stone? Because the word shtia is merely the feminine version of the word shit, shin yud tav. And as we've already discussed, that actually means appointed. So here's my point. The foundation stone, the Evan ha-shtia, is literally the appointed stone. Now, according to this Jewish tradition, the Evan ha-shtia, or the foundation stone, or if you prefer, the appointed stone, it's believed that God stood in the universe, what was going to become the universe. He stands there and he lays this foundation stone. He appoints this foundation stone. And from this foundation stone came forth everything that is the heavens and the earth. In other words, everything about creation was founded because of this stone and was established upon this stone. So this is the stone that, according to Jewish tradition, is the foundation stone of all creation. Of course, if you remember in the previous word study in discussing Breshit, we talked about the concept of God building a house. And so this foundation stone would be the foundation stone for God's house. He wished to build a house. That's hinted at in the word Breshit. It's hinted at by the letter Bet. And every house must begin with a foundation stone. So, kind of bringing this all together, Jewish tradition has it that the very first act of creation was God establishing, pointing, placing, putting this stone of for all creation to serve as a foundation stone. Now, look at where Scripture says that foundation stone was actually laid. In Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16, it says, "Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion, or Zion, a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily." Now, we know that Scripture teaches us that God establishes His name in what would become Jerusalem. If you will, He establishes His throne, His house, upon the earth in Jerusalem, and specifically the Temple Mount. This is where the temple sat, where the Shekinah, God's presence, went descended and resided in the temple. And in Genesis chapter 28, verse 17, Jacob says of this place that would later become the Temple Mount, he said it's the house of God and the gate of heaven. So through Isaiah and through other scriptures, we understand that the Creator says that the foundation stone of His house is laid in Zion. And other scriptures say of this stone that not only is it a foundation stone, but it's also the chief cornerstone. In fact, that is what we just read to you in Isaiah 26. But also this foundation stone, this chief cornerstone, is also, according to Isaiah chapter 8, verse 14, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Now, in Psalm 118, here's what the psalmist says, beginning in verse 22. "The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." Now, why are we reading all these scriptures about the stone? Well, because Jewish tradition is that, taking the word Breshit once again and looking at the first three letters, Bet, Resh, Aleph, Bara, He created, then Shin, Yud, Tav, our word that we're focusing on today, Shit, it implies in the beginning that God created the Shit, or He established, appointed, placed this stone, this foundation stone. And this foundation stone was laid in Zion. This foundation stone is the chief cornerstone. This foundation stone is a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. And that's all very important to you and to me as believers, because throughout the New Testament, the Messiah Himself and the apostles refer to Yeshua as being this stone. Paul refers to Him as being the stone of stumbling in Romans 9, and Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 2, has this to say, "Therefore to you who believe, He, that is Messiah, is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense." In Matthew chapter 21, Messiah Himself quoted Psalm 118, and He alluded to the fact that He was the stone being rejected by the builders. And then He went on to say this in Matthew 21, verse 44. "And whoever falls on this stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder." So throughout the New Testament, what we see is that Yeshua is this stone. Again, rabbinical belief is that the stone at the very beginning, the foundation stone, is called Evan HaShtia, Shin Tav Yud He, which is really the feminine form of Shit, or Shin Yud Tav. In fact, if we take that word Shtia, Shin Tav Yud He, and we look at the first two letters, Shin Tav, and then the last two letters, Yud-He, here's what it says, appointed of Yah. In other words, the stone, the foundation stone, the chief cornerstone, the stone of stumbling, the rock of offense, all these concepts, it is the stone that was appointed by God. In other words, as far as I'm concerned, what this tells me in the word sheet, that Yeshua is the stone that was appointed by the Father to be the foundation of His house. You'll recall that when Messiah asked His disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" and they responded to that, then He said, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter said, "You are the Messiah and the Son of the living God." To that, here's what Yeshua says in Matthew chapter 16, beginning at verse 17. "Blessed are you, Shimon Bar-Yonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock," let me insert this, "foundation stone, I will build my congregation," my church, or "my house, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." All of this says to me that in the very beginning, God hints at all of this. What Messiah just told Peter in Matthew 16 was hinted at in the beginning. God established the sheet in the beginning. He laid that foundation stone. And so when Messiah says to Peter, "Upon this rock," to me that is saying, "Upon this foundation stone." And what is that foundation stone? It is the declaration that Peter made, that Yeshua is the Messiah and the Son of the living God. And so that, ladies and gentlemen, is the most important issue in life, that Yeshua is the foundation stone. He is the Aleph and the Tav, the first and last, the beginning and the end. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And where God's house is concerned, He is the foundation, but He's also the headstone. So as we live our lives, we need to remember that every house must be built on a very firm foundation. It doesn't matter how large the house is, how elaborate it is. If it's built on a faulty foundation, sooner or later, that house is going to crumble and fall. And so Yeshua told Peter that if people will lay hold of this truth and internalize it and protect it and guard it and stay true to it, that I am the Messiah and the Son of the living God, I'll build my house on that foundation stone, and there's nothing the adversary can do to shake this house off its foundation. So in the word sheet, shin, yud, tav, the last three letters of the word breshit, in the beginning, we see that in the beginning, God established, He lay in Zion a stone for a foundation. And whoever believes on this stone will not make haste. I hope this has spurred your interest in wanting to go a little deeper. Come back and join us next week, and we're going to look at another Hebrew word and see where that leads us. Until then, thanks for joining us. I'm Bill Cloud, and thank you for joining us for Hebrew Treasures. Until next time, Shalom.
Like what you're hearing? Become a Bill Cloud Premium Partner to watch or listen to hundreds of hours of teachings and resources on demand. Go to BillCloud.com/subscribe to start watching today.